This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, home gardeners, if you've potatoes as one of your mainstay crops, the time may be fast approaching to dig those and store them away for consumption later on. We're talking now with Dennis Patton, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent. And Dennis, like a lot of other things in our gardening activities this year, those potatoes may not have gotten out of the chute as early as they normally would have otherwise because of our persistently wet weather. But you say if all has gone reasonably well, they should be harvest ready fairly soon now.
That's right. You know, as a vegetable gardener at home myself, I tried hard to get my potatoes in on that old St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. You know, I succeeded, but I know a lot of people got them in late, and here it is, harvest time.
How does one know for sure, because obviously the end product is underground, how does one know if they're ready for digging?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple ways to do that. A lot of gardeners, you know, cannot wait. So I know a lot of people will get down there with their little trowels or shovels. And maybe even earlier than this, back in May, they'll start digging around, maybe pulling off a few new potatoes to eat and just see how they're progressing. And so that's one way. But the way you really tell when your potatoes are ready to be harvested is look at the vines. And when the vines are, you know, halfway turning yellow, starting to wither, that's a good indication that that plant's put all the energy it's going to into those tubers, and it's time to dig your crop.
Now, will all plants decay at the same rate?
No, you know, depending on water, temperature, those type of things, they may not all wither at the same time. Also, variety is going to have a little bit difference in it also. But that's kind of why I use that guideline about half, you know, when they're just starting to kind of poop out, so to speak, which I know is a very professional term. But then you go from that nice green to that more off-yellow green. That's also a good time to dig. And especially with as wet as soils we've had this year, you know, we get into some problems with maybe those tubers starting to rot. So I think this may be a year you want to maybe start digging a little bit earlier as opposed to waiting longer to see if we, you know, try to avoid any rotting potatoes or those type of things if we're in some wet soil conditions.
And any sage advice on actually digging those without injuring those buds?
Well, you know, the spud itself should be growing right along that stem of the potato, but a lot of times they will send out a tuber maybe 4, 5, 6 inches from the base of the plant. So my advice would be two. One would be dig far enough away that you're pretty sure you're not going to slice into a potato. The other thing, you'd use the old spading fork. So instead of having a shovel, you've got the four tines that's less likely to hit a fork and then rock that plant out of the ground itself. But yeah, you know, no matter how hard you try, it just isn't potato harvest without slicing a few. And of course, those you eat, just eat first. You know, they become the casualties of war, and you go ahead and wash them off, peel them up, and you feed them.
Well, those that you don't slice, that you actually dig intact successfully, how about storing those potatoes? What's required to give them a long shelf life?
So after you dig them, you want to remove as much of the soil as possible. And then probably leave them, you know, not in sunlight, but in a shady area, maybe in your garage or somewhere for maybe a week, 10 days to let that soil dry off, let that skin set. And then after that, you want to store them cool and dry. So in the old days, that was down in the root cellar. For most of us city dwellers, that's probably the coolest location in our basement.
And does one need to spread those out right away in at least the temporary storage before moving them to the permanent storage site? Or can you leave them in your bucket or whatever you've collected them in?
Great question. After you dig them, I would probably spread them fairly thin to let them kind of here again harden off, dry out a little bit, get some of that excess moisture out of them. Then when you get to do the more permanent storage, you could maybe store maybe 4, 5, 6 inches deep, depending on how much aeration's around them. You want some airflow so they don't rot and decay. So I wouldn't leave them like in my 5-gallon bucket. Keep them, you know, on the dry side, not where they're going to get really humid and start the rot.
Dennis, thank you, as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dennis Patton with us, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent, offering those guidelines on harvesting garden potatoes. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.